It's not a terrible morning out. It's 40 something. Mostly cloudy, so the heat from yesterday got capped in a little bit. And it was hot yesterday. It was 80 here. We had the doors and windows open. It was not a productive day in terms of word count. It was productive in terms of, you know, little things that I managed to get done in between all the interruptions. I lost 2 hours out of the middle of the afternoon. I did put the crock pot on in the morning, so I didn't have a lot of dinner prep to deal with in the afternoon. I made corned beef and cabbage. Came out nice. I've got some leftover corned beef, some leftover potatoes. We ate all the cabbage. Although I have some fresh cabbage, I could make some more. I'm thinking to some homemade corned beef hash for dinner tonight. Potatoes and corned beef, and grate some carrots and some onions would be delicious. Good morning. At 8:30, I have to be at the doctor's office for a check-in with my new primary care physician. I've been thinking I was going to talk to him about ADHD meds, but I probably will. It's just that it's going to be expensive because of the requirement for a monthly check-in in order to get a new prescription every 30 days. So it's going to take time, it's going to take extra money, and I'm not sure of the efficacy, I'm not sure of the actual utility. But if I don't test it, then I don't know. So perhaps we'll have that discussion. See how much time he's going to be able to give me. And I'm going to hold off on breakfast until I get back, just in case he wants to run fasting blood work on me. So I had the metronome going. I didn't listen to music this morning. I had the metronome going for the first mile and really cranked it out. I was surprised. I'm hoping it's going to carry forward, because that would mean I can get back in time and get a shower in before I go see the doctor. Maybe put on some clean clothes. I'm not wearing a lot of extra today. No long johns, no thermal undershirt. Just a parka. I do have my gloves on. It's a little cold on my pinkies. But I actually had to put the hood back because I was generating so much heat I had to blow some off. So. Yeah, that first mile was radical. All right, what I'm going to get for the second half. I'm trying to do the math in my head. I can't. What an 18-minute mile on the backside would be. 28 and 18. 6. 46. So, 7:46 would be an 18-minute mile. 46, 47. 47, 48 would be a 19-minute mile. I'll be back in plenty of time, with 20 minutes. I have to get my wife up and get her moving. She's going to go have fasting blood work today. She met with her primary care yesterday for a checkup. One of her prescriptions has expired, so she had to go see her doctor. Mine are probably about to expire, which is one of the reasons that I got on the horn here and got this appointment. It's odd. Usually, call for an appointment, and it's like, so do you want to come in right away? It's like, well, yeah, I'd like to see him today. Well, we can get you an appointment in 2 weeks. Because when you're sick, you want to see the doctor. When I'm that sick, I have to see the doctor. So, when I called the other day, it was like, well, I can wait a little while. It's just a check-in. I just wanted to establish a relationship, so when I need him, I've got him. So, they offered me an appointment yesterday. Like, the very next day. It's like, first thing in the morning of the tomorrow. How about the day after? Okay, first thing in the morning of the day after, we can do that. I didn't know what the calendar looked like, so I wasn't sure I could commit to the next day because I wasn't at home when I made the phone call. Monk post. Smack. I'll remember that one. Ouch. It sometimes amazes me how fast the sun gets up in the sky, how fast it rises. It seems like Yeah, in the middle of the day, the sun is up there in the middle of the day. It stays up there, it stays up there, it stays up there. When it peaks up over the horizon, it's like climbing. It's of course not climbing, that's when the Earth is spinning. And I realize that it's a fixed amount. You know, the rate the Earth spins is, as far as I can tell, relatively constant. It's actually probably very constant. In some very narrow parameters. But it's because it's at the horizon and there's a visual cue, there's a visual aid as you watch it rise. It seems bigger at the horizon, same way the moon seems bigger at the horizon. It's not, it's the same size. Doesn't change. Just looks bigger. It's apparently an optical illusion because of the proximity to the horizon rather than anything. Amusingly esoteric, like the lensing effect of the atmosphere or whatever. I'm building up some heat here, holy cow. And my stomach has started to say, hello, remember me? It's not like I'm hurting for food. I mean, to be perfectly honest, it's not like I really need to eat for the next week. I'm unlikely to be famished. Lady walking her dog up ahead of me here. wearing sandals and leggings with little chevrons running up the leg. A little cockapoo or something. A little white dog on a leash. Okay, last push, walking along the park. Sun's gone behind the clouds. It is, I don't know if it's going to do anything today in terms of precipitation. It's kind of lowery looking. It's a bit of blue sky over there. Alto cumulus for the most part. The crab apple trees are looking real fuzzy. The little buds that were just closed up tight have now broken open to show just the tips of new leaves showing. My maple has got a lot of new growth at the tips here. Have they opened up yet? Yep, just barely opened up. But here I am at the back gate. 46, 18 minutes. I'll take it. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.